Well, it's Trail Lunchbox time, KDTR FM, Florence, Missoula. Hey there, it's Mike Smith. Happy Friday. I've got a guest in the Trail studio today, Heather Adams. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
People that know you know that you are first and foremost a dancer.
It's true.
That's your thing. You're also, you got this this adult job.
Yes.
As executive director of Arts Missoula.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run that down.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about Dancing with Arts Missoula Stars coming up here in a few. Heather, inside the Trail Lunchbox, and I thought this one might sound good.
Okay.
Just because you're here, you're a dancer, we're talking about Dancing with Arts Missoula Stars. It is a Friday, and we can maybe dig out this tune from Martha and the Vandellas. Trail Lunchbox, in honor of our Trail Lunchbox guest today, Heather Adams, Dancing in the Streets, Martha and the Vandellas. And Heather, you were telling me that you just kind of grew up on all the music.
I did.
You were saying eight tracks, that dates us.
Yes,
the fact that you were listening to them and I know what they are.
Yep.
Probably neither of us had our own eight tracks, I'm thinking.
No, they were my parents.
Yeah.
And they would say, go grab a Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, and I'd have to dive into the back of the VW bus and dig through the box.
That's fantastic.
Boxes of, you know, eight tracks and find some.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, what, three, four times the size of a modern day cell phone, the eight track.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
But it was, they were cool while
they were
here.
They were super cool. And honestly, like, the retrieving of the music is part of the experience.
It is. It really is.
Right? Like, we can just access that so quickly now, mm-hmm. but like, or even like an album, like you have to find the album and then you like open up the album cover
right?
and then you read the notes, you know, like it's different.
It is different. Or if somebody says, hey, you're going on a road trip, I made you a mixtape.
Yes.
I think that's
those are the sweetest gifts to get from anybody.
So sweet. Yeah. Because they took time, and then sometimes if the person were artistically inclined, they would, you know, the words and the cassette would just look beautiful as well.
So take you on a journey.
Here we are, though, up in the present, and Heather Adams, you are still dancing, but you are also in full control of Arts Missoula. Maybe control.
Am I in control?
You're herding cats. Arts Missoula. The background is just to shine a light on the arts in Missoula. It's a very straightforward mission.
Yes. Yes. Arts advocacy is at the core of everything that we're doing. So providing opportunities for artists to shine and arts organizations. And so this, Dancing with Arts Missoula Stars just allows us, it checks a lot of boxes, right? I mean, it allows us to be mission forward, mission driven, at the same time, elevating the dance community that we have here in town.
And have some fun. I think we as adults get to a point where we were all taught, hopefully there was a fairly robust program in everybody's schools to do, hey, you could do some visual arts. Hey, you could play with clay. You can play an instrument. You can dance to music. That is certainly something we tell kids that they can do. So why not adults?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I'm not a dancer. I don't know if I could be part of Dance with the Arts Missoula Stars.
Yeah.
You had asked me to do it, and it was quite the challenge to come up with it. And I had this thing where I went and got my ankle operated on.
Yeah.
Not to get out of this.
Yeah.
But
it was a very good excuse.
Yeah,
actually.
Good excuse.
Yeah. We don't want anyone to feel pain.
But there's
they do this.
Yeah. And there's all these benefits to kind of coming out of your shell. There's this expression and there's fitness involved.
And there's brain science involved. I mean, when we're tasked with doing something new, being vulnerable and actually doing it for other people, we know that it makes your brain more elastic, right? The basal ganglia grow together and, you know, our brains are stronger and healthier. I mean, there's real data to support that the arts aren't just a frivolity, that they are actually essential to living a healthy life.
And it probably just brings up your skill in everything. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking you're a skier and you do some dancing on the side. Whoa, cool.
I used to work with football players in college. I worked with the Philadelphia Eagles. I taught them ballet. They hated it.
I'm thinking Lynn Swan years ago. Ring some bells. And he was a great football player.
Yep.
But how you hold yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Control, muscle control. Yeah.
I got to think of the late Patrick Swayze, you know, known as an arts, like I a, like a star. I just, my wife's obsessed too.
Well, he was a pretty,
a very beautiful
stellar
person, right?
Example of a human.
Even when he was playing some of these other roles, you know, he walked with this grace of a dancer.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Oh,
Roadhouse.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He fought with a, with the, with the movements of a dancer and whatnot. But he was an example. His mom, I believe, was a dancing dance instructor.
Well, good for you. Look at you with all this knowledge.
Well, just, you know, we're a Swayze household.
Nice. As anyone should be.
Yeah. So Dancing with the Missoula Arts Missoula Stars, a benefit for Arts Missoula. You are working with... it's cool to have these folks that we all kind of know around Missoula getting up on stage. And it's like, I can't wait to see so-and-so on stage.
Yep.
But it's also these known... these known people in the dance community. Who are some of these great dancers?
Yeah, we have Joy French. She's the artistic director of Bear Bait Dance and a longtime collaborator and friend. I mean, she's just a wonderful human, but an incredible artist. Jillian Kessler, she's a teacher at Missoula International School, but she and I go way back. She does, you know, very grounded, high energy movement. We've got, let's see, Julia Duarte, who's a Brazilian dancer.
Cool.
And came to the university, dances with Rocky Mountain Ballet and Ballet Beyond Borders. She's just joy inside of a human. Nicole Wolcott, who is a university grad, went to New York, did amazing things in the dance world, is still doing amazing things in the dance world, but is based out of Missoula now. So,
cool.
Yeah, we just have really, really stellar professionals involved.
Missoula is punching up when it comes to dancing, right? I mean, we have more talent in Missoula than we really should for a city our size, a town our size.
Yeah.
And then we have the Arts Missoula Stars, who are folks that had the courage and the ambition to get up and dance in front of folks. Yeah. But I would feel like you're in pretty good hands with some of the folks you mentioned as your partner.
Yes. Yes. We just, I just watched rehearsal yesterday with Gary Bowman. He's retired now, but he used to own Morgan Roth Music.
Right. We know Gary,
and, he's doing the tango. And
that's worth the price of admission right there.
It really is. I mean, and he, you know, he'd taken dance in his life at other times in his life, but is really genuinely being challenged by the tango, and he looks amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. This is all to raise money for Arts Missoula. How do we do that besides attending the...
Yeah, you can attend the event. You can go to our website and donate for your favorite team. And you don't necessarily need to know the individuals of that team, but you know, if you just want to lift one of the teams up, you can.
Cool.
And you can donate at the event as well.
There's going to be a silent auction. You probably have some cool prizes in that auction.
We do.
Cocktail hour and live music from Missoula Jazz Collective kick it off at 7:30.
They start at 6:30.
Oh, at 6:30.
Yep. And then
Before the event at 7:30.
Yep, yep.
Right.
And
okay.
Then the event at 7:30.
So the Missoula Jazz Collective, outstanding musicians.
Yeah, we got the A team. Yeah, we got Rob Tepper, Johan Erickson, Tommy Seipel, Sam Purvis, and Connor Roscoe.
Nice.
Yeah, and then special guest Patty Nolan is actually going to join us.
Patty Nolan.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
She's a jazz singer in town, but she's a Missoula gal and spent some time away and is back, has been back for a few years. She's been doing a bunch of shows at the Zach. She did a few shows at the Downtown Dance Collective back in the day. But she's just a really, really wonderful human and an incredible voice. So she's going to join us for a song.
You do you attract this type of talent over at Arts Missoula? Did it take a lot of convincing to get this crew together?
The people that said yes really quickly.
Okay.
And then the folks that said no, you know, were like, no, not yet, or, you know, not right now, maybe next time. So, yeah, the people that said yes really, really quick.
A week from tomorrow, so that's March 30th. Where's it all going down, Heather?
At the Wilma.
Cool.
I'm so happy. They have been wonderful. Their tech and production team is pretty incredible.
I'm always impressed with everybody behind the scenes over there, whether it's really sound, great. Lighting, the box office.
Yep.
Of course, the folks behind the bar.
Yeah, we're a tiny, tiny nonprofit. So, I mean, it's, you know, being able to do an event of this magnitude, they make it possible.
Heather Adams from Arts Missoula. You can find out more at artsmissoula.org. Make sure you attend Dancing with Arts Missoula Stars coming up a week from Saturday. That'll be March 30th. You can find out more at artsmissoula.org. Is that the place to get tickets,
that
Heather?
That is.
Okay. Any parting thoughts on this beautiful... blue sky? We weren't really supposed to have blue.
I know. It looks amazing
sunshine.
Out there. Parting thoughts. Dance when you can. Dance while you brush your teeth. It makes you feel good.
Thank you.
Dance
Heather.
Isn't about, you know, it's not actually about performance at all.
Right.
It's about, you know, just lifting your spirits for a moment.
Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heather Adams, always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
Speaking of upcoming events, Charlie Crockett's going to be here in Missoula. He's got a new one called $10 Cowboy. It's on the Trail Lunchbox.